Catherine. Hello, Felicia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, your daughter Ashlyn has nominated you, Felicia, for these tickets to the ladies of the party. Tell us about her.
Meal missing brake light. All right, so this video is going to be a short one, just showing you me heading back home, showing you how they use the stalkers that live across the road for the third time straight. And hopefully you would have seen the last two times I left the house, you can see when I was heading back home, how it's all timed, right? How they use the Indian stalkers that live across the road, and you're going to see how they use them again. But you're going to see how the tactics will slightly change, right? And yeah, I was going to show you other locations on this day, but I want to make this video short, just showing you how they use the stalkers across the roads. And when leaving on this day, they didn't use any of the neighbors. They used missing brake lights as soon as I drove out of the street, right? So you can see the stalker in front of me with a middle missing brake light. So yeah, keep on watching. You're going to see as I'm about to turn into my street, you're going to see the two vehicles turning into my street. And I'll explain a bit more once I start to get closer before I turn into my street. Explain to what you're going to see, right? And again, they're going to use the stalkers that live across the road, but you're going to see how it's slightly changed, right? And you understand what I'm talking about as I start to get closer, right? And again, you're seeing how it's timed. So yeah, keep watching, showing you me driving to my house now. And I'll slow it down and explain a bit more. Keep watching. They didn't use the neighbors, but they used missing brake lights. Again, the first car in front of me. And then I went to get some sauce, and you can see the assignment's been done there. Yeah, 2 days before they used the Indians when I got back home. Same thing, don't use any assignments when leaving. And as you can see, missing brake light in front, in the middle one. Handler driving past right there. Alright, so I'm slowing it down, and you can see the white truck in front of me. They don't live across the road, but I've seen that truck there plenty of times. I think they're friends, right? So they'll drive past, further down the street, they'll stop, reverse, and then they'll disappear, right? And then I'm going to show you the next stalker, right? A red car, right? So yeah, keep watching, showing you the next stalker doing his assignment. Alright, so I'm slowing it down, zooming it in. You can see the red car right in front turning into my street. Also friends to the stalkers that live across the road. And you're going to see this stalker's assignment. And like I said, the tactics will slightly change, right? So yeah, keep watching. You're going to see where this stalker parks. Keep watching. Red car right there, you can see the timing. Who does this car belong to? Missing brake light as well, the left one. You can see how it's different color, right? Missing brake light, that's what they're trying to show me. All right, it's out there. I don't know if this car's gonna, could be just doing assignments and booting off. But yeah, I think that truck there belongs to the Indians right there. So I've got to close the gate like I did 2 days before the last time I left the house. You can see how they used engines across the road. And the chances are they used them again, and this is the third time straight, guys. You've seen the freaking timing. Again, right? Let's have a look. Got no bag, so it's going to be hard to carry this. Watching. Alright, so as I'm heading to the letterbox, you're going to see the stalker in the red car doing his assignment, and you can see how the tactics have slightly changed, right? Using the stalkers that live across the road, but not actually getting out the car, or, you know, people walking in the house, walking out, right? Or stalker getting out the car, walking in the house. You can see how the tactics have slightly changed, right? But you can see how they're using the stalkers across the road. Keep watching. Yeah, the car's still on, but you can see the light, how it's completely different color.
All right, guys. Yeah, that white truck's gone. It reversed, but don't know where it went. I think that belongs across the road here, but you can see this here. I don't know if my camera's going to see it from there. I have to cut the grass, it's getting freaking long. So I'm not going to stay here forever, but you can see this here. No, booting off, booting off. All right, guys. Yeah, so I was right. Just staying in one spot here, and I'll stay here. Let's see what he does. Might boot off, but you're seeing the game being played here. I want to see what nationality. Yeah, the Indians cross the road here. You going to stop? No, it's going to keep them going. Oh yeah, got mic on. Yeah, it's an Indian. Indian across the road here. He's got the earbuds on. Don't know if you can see it. He's got tinted windows, but you can see he's here. He's beautiful, this.
All right, so like I said, you can see how the tactics have slightly changed. The two vehicles you saw are either friends or family members. To the stalkers that live across the road, the Indians, you can see the assignments being done. Both vehicles, one of them drove past at the end of the street or further down the street, reversed back, disappeared. You can see what this stalker does, parks next to my house across the road from the Indians, doesn't get out the car, just waits for the target, right? And you can see the assignment being done. Drives to the exact same spot where that truck was, reverses back, and then drives back out of the street, right? So you can see, like I said, how the tactics have slightly changed. No stalkers getting in the car or out the car, or stalkers walking out of the house or walking in the house, right? So you can see how they use the stalkers across the road, but like I said, the tactics have slightly changed, right? So for the third time straight, you can see how it's timed using the stalkers that live across the road, and you can see how the target's on watch the whole time when driving, heading back home, so you can see how the message gets sent so the stalkers do their assignments, right? So yeah, this one I'm gonna end it, showing you my targeting block always. Keep watching. Government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep watching.
Last night I was in my hotel room trying to come up with the right words to address Chairman Guillen, urging him to bring House Bill 2744 to vote. I was angry. It's an emotion that's pretty common as we approach the one-year mark. Like the days of numbness, I really appreciate the relief from the days of overwhelming sadness. But this morning I didn't wake up angry. This morning I woke up at the Uvalde Junior High School. We were waiting to pick up David from basketball practice. I'm on the phone, we're parked, and Felix says, I'm gonna take the kids to go practice on the outdoor courts. I watch him walk off. Something looks different. I can't really put my finger on it. Continue my conversation, and then I walk toward them. And that's when I see her. I drop everything and I run. Hold her so tight, it should hurt. She's like damp with sweat, and I'm inhaling the scent of her hair like it's oxygen I'm deprived of. And I'm sobbing. The tears are what woke me up. And I share this with you to say that I'm so sorry I'm not strong today. Maybe that's what y'all need to see. Because at the end of every day, I'm just a mom who wants my daughter back. And a mom who doesn't want another mom to know my pain.
Next, please welcome Kimberly Rubio, mother of Lexi Rubio. My name is Kimberly Rubio. I'm Lexi's mom. This summer brought unimaginable pain for my family that we will now carry with us through every season of life. The death of my youngest daughter was horrific, inconceivable, and yet preventable. Had our leaders prioritized the lives of Americans over guns? Instead, because this nation failed my 10-year-old daughter, I stand before you as the mother of a mass shooting victim. Her team won the championship for the 9-10-year-old division, and Lexi scored 8 of the 12 points. I've never seen my husband more proud. Her team won the championship for the 9-10-year-old division, and Lexi scored 8 of the 12 points. I've never seen my husband more proud. On May 16th, this stranger turned 18, and he was able to begin purchasing weapons of war. He bought 1,740 rounds of ammunition and an AR-15-style rifle from an online retailer. The following day, May 17th, he bought a second AR-15-style rifle. Meanwhile, I purchased Whataburger for dinner. Lexi's order was chicken strips and gravy with the water and a chocolate chip cookie. Meanwhile, I purchased Whataburger for dinner. Lexi's order was chicken strips and gravy with the water and a chocolate chip cookie. On Monday, May 23rd, a delivery of 1,740 hollow points arrived at his doorstep. That day after school, Lexi went to her Mary's to celebrate her great-grandma's birthday. The pair made pasta. It's Lexi's favorite. That day after school, Lexi went to her Mary's to celebrate her great-grandma's birthday. The pair made pasta. It's Lexi's favorite. On May 24th, 2022, at 11:33 p.m., I was at my desk working on a story about a new business in town. Meanwhile, a complete stranger shook my universe till it shattered. I'm a quiet person. I rarely speak up for myself. But when I become a mother, a power was instilled in me that remained dormant until June 8th, 2022. When I addressed Congress to demand a federal ban on assault weapons. Yeah. Not for me, it's too late for me. But for other moms, for y'all. I'll leave you with this. Lexi was intelligent, confident, inspiring. She would have made this world a better place. It is my hope that she still can. That is her Lexi. That's her legacy. Lexi's legacy.
Five names and zero present not voting. Motion. Yeah.